Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the denial of the waiver request for the renewable fuel standard. Back on that in just a moment.
If you're involved in agriculture, the Tulsa Farm Show is a must-see event. Whether you raise row crops, small grain, forage, or livestock, the expanded exhibit area has all the latest equipment on display. Plus cattle chute demos, gentle horse training with Craig Cameron, and the exciting livestock handling skills competition for scholarship dollars. Visit our website at farmshowsusa.com for details on how to win great prizes. Admission and parking are all free, so you be sure to go. You'll have a great time.
Fresh, local, canned or frozen, filling half your plate with fruits and veggies is a surefire way to power up. How does your plate measure up? Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com. How do you get your 30 minutes of exercise a day? A walk after dinner? Turning off the TV or computer to kick a ball in the yard? 10 minutes at a time, 3 times a day, adds up to a healthier family. Get inspired at shapeyourfutureok.com.
This past Friday, the Environmental Protection Agency of the Obama administration refusing to allow a waiver on the renewable fuel standard in the coming year. That request made by several states. Predictably, ethanol groups delighted with the decision and livestock industry groups very disappointed. Among them, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Their president is J.D. Alexander, cattle producer from Nebraska.
We are certainly disappointed in what has transpired with the RFS waiver. I guess two things is, we were very disappointed the fact that they didn't follow through on what an agreement we had made many years ago when this situation would occur. Low stocks, high prices of corn, drought situation. The agreement back then was that if something like this were to happen, they would be able to allow the waiver of this. The second is, we're not opposed to the ethanol industry. All we're asking for is to compete on a level playing field and operate on an open market system. So this decision is very disappointing.
J.D. Alexander of the NCBA, in comments submitted by the cattle organization to EPA back in October, the NCBA stated that the cattle industry, along with other livestock groups, have suffered a significant economic impact due to the RFS mandate and the drought. From December 2007 to August 2012, the cattle feeding sector of the beef industry lost a record $4 billion in equity due to high feed costs and economic factors that have negatively impacted beef demand. J.D. Alexander says the damage will continue with this waiver not being allowed.
The impact of this decision is going to weigh heavy on the cattle industry. Our cost of corn, which is a direct relation to the cost of gain for our livestock, is at record levels. With record level corn prices, our cost of gains are high, and as a result, we've got to have a lot more for our beef in the end to make it work. The unfortunate thing is the one that's going to be end up paying for it probably is the consumer. There is no way with high-priced corn, high price cost of gain, that we're not going to see higher levels of prices for beef at the consumer's table. And, that's disappointing from the fact that if they did do the waiver, it probably would change the price somewhat and give relief to this. But I guess the powers that be decided not to follow through on that.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, J.D. Alexander. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In a world of confusion concerning Medicare choices, you're not alone. Old Surety Life of Oklahoma has the answers to your Medicare questions. Call Old Surety and talk to a real person who could help you save money and get the right answers to your Medicare questions. Old Surety, serving Oklahomans since 1932, with values built on a strong belief in God and helping others. Call 800-272-5466. That's 800-272-5466. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.